I have to read what may be the best email I ever got. And it's from Simpsonville, South Carolina. Question for Jonathan. My daughter has been diagnosed with selective mutism, and I was wondering if there were any quick remedies or one particular event that can take place on my behalf to help break her of her anxiety. Ah, magic. We seek magic. I have mixed reaction when I hear this, okay? On one, I have to have a sense of humor because, you know, it's hard to open the magic store. On the other, there's a very serious thing that people are not understanding what selective mutism is all about. Selective mutism is not a cold that simply goes away. Selective mutism is a severe form of social anxiety, which is a precursor to the reality that the person is going to be more susceptible to social anxiety and social avoidance and overdependence as life goes on. It's a serious thing, and obviously there are many different degrees of the problem. But in order to try to deliver as much magic, at least as close to magic as can possibly be done, we have on the phone my patient who did not speak last week because she's calling from Miami. Her name is Delia, and the hurricane wiped out the phone system last week. So I want you to listen very carefully, because she has a great story, to Delia, who's going to describe where her child was, where he is now, how long it took to achieve the results, and what she did. You ready, Delia?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Delia, can you tell the listeners, and you have about 100 people on the line, can you tell the listeners where your son was at when we first started talking?
When we first started talking, when we first met, Zachary was a selected mute child who wouldn't talk to anyone except to his sister, to his father, and to his stepfather. He wouldn't talk to me or to anyone else. He was always very quiet and lonely. He will avoid people around him. He will put his head down or hide behind my back if someone says hi or asks him a question. He will look away if another child of his age will invite him to play. Also, if I have any visitors in my house, he will go to a corner of the house and stay there until the visitors are gone. Zachary wouldn't do anything by himself.
And Delia, what was going on in school?
He wouldn't talk to anyone. He would just stay in the seat looking at the teacher, but he wouldn't work. He wouldn't do anything.
Okay, so I imagine this situation caused quite a bit of concern for you.
Yes, it creates, it makes me sad.
You did a very good job in describing where he was. Where's he at now?
Oh, forget it. Zachary is now, I would say when we started our session, 2.5 months ago. And by the third session, Zach was already talking to me. This is when I used the word magic. It was like magic. The way the doctor, you have taught me to talk to him, is like he broke the glass door that has Zach trapped behind it. The system woke him up. I saw through his eyes like a window of his brain get open and let Zach's voice out.
You're very descriptive tonight.
Yeah,
and I have to say that Delia has a lot of courage because, you know, she's faced this problem directly. And Delia is Spanish, and in all honesty, in some of the telephone work, I've had a hard time understanding some of what she said. But she was so motivated that we were able to compensate for this language barrier. And she got the basic facts down and faced the issues directly. And what she just said was less than a handful of therapy sessions over the course of about 2 months, the selective mutism has begun to be reversed.